Big night at the Yard last night as they honored David Clyde, the 50th anniversary of 18-year-old David Clyde making his major league debut on the mound, fresh out of high school, first sellout in Rangers history. Well, there that night, 50 years ago, and also there last night, ushering at the stadium, is our old friend who joins us now on the ticket hotline, Jesse the Usher. Good morning, Jesse.
Y'all gonna have to speak up because I don't know how to turn up this telephone.
Okay,
well,
Jesse.
That's about as loud as we can talk.
You got us?
I can hear you now. Loud. There you
okay.
are.
Well, that must have been quite a night last night.
It was. I heard that Davis Raymond made a reference to me or something on the television system.
Yes.
Yeah, Dave,
Yeah, I was getting telegrams left and right about that. People congratulating me, old friends and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
It's good when you get such recognition from a play-ex play guy of Davis's caliber and size nice.
Right.
But yes, I was there the night that David Clyde made his major league debut. And it was only the second year in the Rangers' history. And that night was the first sellout in Ranger history.
Yep.
And I was there, and I kept I even still have my ushering jacket from that night. Didn't wash it.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's worth a lot of money. But it was an incredible night. You know, he was the first high schooler to go straight to the bigs. Well, I guess all the guys in the early days did too, but anyway. but David Clyde, he was only 20 days out of high school, did pretty well that night. I remember there were a lot of big celebrities there for this, because everybody was very interested in it. It was kind of like a stunt in a little bit of sense. But,
yeah.
But yeah, big celebrities of Frank Sinatra. I helped him to his seat.
That night,
Adlai Stevenson was there.
Really?
Joyce DeWitt. All the big
timers
from the day were there that night.
Wow.
I never heard that.
I mean, it was a lot of national interest in it. And, you know, high schooler starting a major league game, that's a bigger sports jump than a hillbilly Arkansas old man buying an NFL team calling himself general manager. You know, that's
that was a pretty big jump. Yeah,
pretty big jump. It was pretty big jump there, pal. And I've gone back and watched some of the highlights of it. Did you know what my grandson bought me an electronic Apple Pad, one of these things.
Okay.
And he set up that Apple Pad so I could watch, you know, emails and stuff like that, friends. But he attached on my Apple Pad a website called YouTube.
Tube. It's also an iPad.
You can watch old games. And I went back and watched the David. I mean, I saw from historic footage, I saw myself in the background during Babe Ruth's final game. You can see me back there. They have a newsreel of that on the YouTube. And then I saw myself ushering the Kenny Rogers perfect game. You can see me right back there.
Amazing. Huh.
And even when you watch the highlights of that David Clyde game, you see me in the background. I'm sitting there. I'm in an animated discussion with Pat Morita in the background. And you can see it. And he had moved down. I told him he needed to go back to his other seat, which was a little bit in a different section, closer to the catcher. And but he had moved to be with friends, and we get into an argument, and I had to use my space karate on him that I learned in MKUltra.
Oh, wow. That must have been quite a karate battle.
But yeah, he kicked my ass right there in the background because he knew better stuff. Because he trained Ralph Macchio in a documentary called The Karate Kid.
Yeah, it was a movie.
It's great being able to watch all that stuff, you know, because when you get to my stage and my careers, you know, I'm getting close to retiring just like Norm.
Oh, you're thinking about hanging them up, huh?
I'm thinking about hanging up my ushering cleats.
Oh, wow.
And, in fact, I remember when I graduated from high school, Norm was on Cliff And I remember listening to him that day. He's been on there a long time. Long time.
Yeah.
But can I go on the air real quick and thank Davis Raymond for saying the thing?
Well, you're on the air now, and it's Dave Raymond.
Yeah, I want to thank Mr. Raymond for being so kind to me by mentioning me. That was very sweet of him, and I just want to appreciate it, and I appreciate your viewers who all reached out to me
on the
Apple Pad. That was very nice of them.
Well, that's great, because we got to talk to Dave next, so we got to get going.
Do you really? Okay. Hey, I want to talk to you all about Hunter Biden's laptop in the perfect phone.
No, Jesse.
We got to go.
Okay.
We'll see you. Good to talk to you. There goes Jesse the Usher.